Good morning, everyone. It is the 25th of January, Tuesday morning, and I remember the first time I heard a sermon on the substitutionary work of Christ, how the Holy Spirit used it in a mighty way in my own heart life. You know, it's amazing. We can go through our lives and then all of a sudden, Holy Spirit can reveal himself to us in a very clear way, and that's what happened when I heard that message on substitution. When he was our sin bearer, he became sin for us, and who knew no sin, and became the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Came the substitute. Another word is propitiation. You know. And another word that is often used to describe this is the sacrifice. And Christ offered himself once. He did not have to go in daily to the temple and die. He didn't have to every week be sacrificed like the Roman Catholic Church tries to say that he needs to happen in the Mass. You know, he says in Hebrews 10:12, but this man, speaking of Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. That pretty well dispels the Mass, doesn't it? Well, propitiation, substitution, perfect sacrifice, the atonement, and we talk about the origin of faith. And it's rooted and grounded in God giving us His Spirit to believe the gospel, to believe that He was the perfect sacrifice. He was our substitute. He was the propitiation for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. There's not any greater joy that comes up in the heart of the believer than to believe that Jesus Christ died for our sins. You know, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We needed to be raised to new life. And we needed to have a substitute. He paid the ransom for us. He paid the ransom for our sins. And a lot of people think he just made it possible. But he did more than that. He made it absolutely certain that our sins were paid for at the cross. 1 John 4:10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We were born and conceived in sin, but for all of God's elect, we were chosen in Him from the foundation of the world, and we were predestinated unto adoption. Romans 3:25 says, Him God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. He is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. And when he talks about the whole world, he doesn't mean every man without exception there. He means from every tongue, every people, and every nation. It wasn't just the sins for the Jews, but it was also for the Gentiles. And every tongue, and every creature, and every tongue, every people, and every nation. How do we have faith in his blood? It's given to us. It's a gift. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. You know? And we see that this gift of grace and faith is to believe in his blood that declares his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. We could not love God when we were dead in our trespasses and sin. But God loved us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. And he worked in our heart and caused us to believe in the faith of Christ and in the blood of Christ. The substitutionary work of Christ is a marvelous thing. And the imputed righteousness of Christ is also marvelous. We're not righteous in and of ourselves. But God, the Father, looks at his Son's perfect sacrifice on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary and sees us as righteous because our sins have been paid for by Christ at the cross. Christ is the one who has given us the victory. O victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere, he loved me before I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the crimson flood. Well, I'm so glad for the substitutionary atonement of Christ. I'm glad that he paid the price. He paid the ransom. He took our place. We deserve damnation and eternal death. But Christ, with his great love, he loved us. He died for us and shed his precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and let us never forget the great price Christ paid for his people. God bless.